Preston and Steve Fun Size.
I have an 18-year-old. You know, my son is, my oldest son is 18, and we're starting to kick around. You know, that term adult now is used.
Yes.
Once you turn 18 years old.
Right. How's that met when you bring that up?
You know, it's nothing that we, you know, bang around, but, you know, we do remind, you know, that legally, in the eyes of the law, you're 18 years old, just to let you know. So that means you can make your own decisions. You can be held responsible for your actions and so on and so forth. But I look at that now that I have an 18-year-old, and the thought that at 18 you're considered an adult, insane.
Mm-hmm.
You're a teenager still.
I remember when I turned 18, I was like, really?
Yeah.
So I always thought I considered 21 the beginning, because I figured, okay, that's when you sign the legal document and it's... there's really not a lot of wiggle room out of it at that point.
Yeah.
But I remember, Preston, I'm not even sure I feel like an adult now.
I know.
I was watching an NHL game the other night. I don't know if it was the Flyers or not, but one of the teams in the league brought up an 18-year-old. And he's the youngest player in the NHL at this point. And I just was thinking, like you were, Preston, about what I was like when I was 18 and, quite frankly, what I was like at 21 and then 25 and what an idiot I was and some days continue to be. And I just... how can you be held responsible at 18 because you're so stupid?
Because you also know right from wrong.
You do.
And there's a long, you know, so even kids these days, and, you know, back when I was a kid, you know right from wrong, right? So, it's, you know, sometimes when you go, oh, he's just a kid or she's just a kid. Well, does she know the difference between right and wrong?
Yeah.
You know, not that she can or he can be, you know, charged or, you know,
at 18,
treated like an adult. Yeah, yeah. But Preston, can you still ground your child at 18 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. At what point does...
you know why? Because I own everything.
Yeah.
That's why.
Right?
Well, you know,
I'll take
what?
That
if you're he's living... now, yeah. So at what point, say he's going to college and he's living at home.
Yep.
Can you ground
him?
As long as you're... as long as you don't have to pay for anything, I can do what I want
to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I will take the car... your residence and whatever else.
Right.
I had to throw that out not long ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
Bad.
I'm
horrible,
sure, yeah.
Terrible. But, you know, I think I used the line of, you know, try living off that part-time job you have.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
He
can still be on your health insurance.
Uh-huh.
He can't rent a car. He can't go to some and rent hotel rooms. So you know what I mean?
Like
the fact that you can't buy booze, the fact that you can't do all of those things, but you're considered an adult. I don't know.
And I have a point to this, which I'll bring up in just a moment here.
Well, now I'm getting back to the grounding thing, because I was thinking that you, even in your like full blown adulthood, can sort of get grounded without your wife actually saying you're grounded.
Yeah.
You know, you can
get actually grounded.
You can kind of get in trouble where it's like, you know, normally on a Friday night, I'd be able to go out and have some, you know, drinks with my buddies. Hey. But I messed up earlier this week, so I kind of probably should stay in.
That's great. If anybody is a full grown adult and has been grounded, please call us, because I want to hear that story. 215-263-WMMR. By your spouse, by your parents, whatever it may be. I would like to hear that story. But yeah, as long as you're beholding to someone else taking care of your living, then you can be grounded. If you know what's good for you, you'll adhere to it as well. But the reason I bring this up, there's new scientific research that finds that people don't really hit adulthood, and I agree with this, until you're in your 30s. I clearly remember when I was 28 years old and I started working at WDREA, just turned 28.
Right, right.
Man, I should have been a full-blown adult by then, and I did not feel like it at all. I didn't feel like it mentally. I didn't act like, to some respects, I acted like it responsibly, but I still was being an idiot, you know, which is your entitlement before you become an adult, I think.
I know what you're saying, and it's weird because I say this all the time right now. There are still aspects. I mean, if you look at my room, it's the room of a 15-year-old boy. But the truth of the matter is that there are things that I'm very adult on. So I would say, Preston, in my 30s, I got married. And I, you know, and started to take, steps in life that are classically associated with a level of maturity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I could see that. I mean, in your 20s, mentally, I don't, there's not a lot of difference, or at least in attitude and spirit,
right,
between what I am right now and what I was in my 20s.
I didn't, and I'm sorry to interrupt, Casey, but it wasn't until my 30s that I started really thinking about saving money and, you know, the long game.
Yeah,
I didn't start thinking about that until my 30s.
I feel like every single step of my adulthood, there was somebody there, and I'm probably guilty of doing the same thing, but there was somebody there that was already a few steps above me that was there to make me feel like I was still a kid, right? So when I'm 18, there was somebody who was 21 going, oh, man, you know. And then when I was
To make you feel like a kid, I got you.
And then when I was 21 going to the bars for the first time, there was somebody there who was 25 going, oh, my God, I can't believe you're a kid. I can't, oh, my God, I'm so old, you know, and I probably did those same exact things.
Well, John Mulaney was on the Seinfeld, you know, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and he talked about how when he was a kid, he acted like an adult.
Yeah,
like he would go read the newspaper at a cafe, like when he was 10, 11, and sit there with a cup of coffee and read the news.
I do believe there are some people who are old souls.
Yeah.
And that they mature sooner than others in that many mature personality-wise.
I was not that person. I had levels of it, but I've always had sort of a childlike whimsy.
I'm going to go to these calls in just a second here, Casey, but let me mention this. University of Cambridge researchers examined the brain. Neuroscientist Peter Jones says, what we're really saying is that to have a definition of when you move from childhood to adulthood looks increasingly absurd. He said it's a much more nuanced transition.
Agreed.
That takes place over three decades. Looking at it another way, the brain is going through major changes when a person is an adolescent, accounting for much of adolescent behavior, but the changes don't end as soon as someone leaves their teens. Jones says there isn't a childhood and then an adulthood. People are on a pathway. They're on a trajectory.
I can give a verification of that. And also, Preston, if you're playing it right as you get older, there's a big exhale to life. The amount of pandemonium and hand-wringing that occurred when I was young. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? That, you know, if you're playing it right, that starts to diminish.
All right. I'm going to go to some adults who have gotten grounded.
I love this. Got to hear this.
I'm going to go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good, Nick. So we want to hear you're a full-grown adult. You got children and everything. And what happened?
And I totally got fully grounded.
Okay, do tell.
So my wife gets done work later than I do. So I do all the kid responsibilities after school.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice day. So, you know, I took the kids to the park, but it had rained, you know, a couple days before. And, I mean, we all came home looking like muck monsters. Complete mud. We were playing on the slides. And mm-hmm. It was my poker night. I brought the kids home. Dinner wasn't ready. The homework wasn't done. And I'm like, all right, babe, I'm getting ready to go to poker.
All right, wait, let me back up a second. So the kids didn't get their homework done. Okay, so that was all right. And then you said you're going to poker, and
no, they not only did they not get their homework done, but we were all filthy because we were playing outside and then it rained like the night before.
We were all playing outside.
So I get dressed real quick. They're all still muddy in the house, and I'm like, all right, babe, I'm getting ready to go. And she just gave me the look. Like, you better not leave. And I sure enough did not leave. And I got the kids cleaned up, and that was my evening.
And you were grounded.
Did she have to say as much, or did just a look get it done?
Yeah, the look just was enough.
So okay. You were visually grounded.
Yep.
Did you call the guys? Like, guys, I can't come over.
Yeah, I can't play.
Yeah, it's like
I got dirty playing.
I'm not making it tonight. I don't feel good.
You called it sick to poker. Yeah.
I love it, Nick.
Thanks, my tummy hurts.
Appreciate it. Let me go next to, hang on, first I'm going to go to Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Amanda. So you got grounded by your husband?
I did. let me preface this story with, my husband's wonderful. I love him very much. I got very drunk.
Okay.
We're going to go into it with, I'm 31. I went to a Flyers game, and I showed the tops of my shoulders. I had a Flashdance shirt on. It was a Flyers Flashdance shirt. I was in a theme. My husband just didn't feel comfortable with it. We ran into an old friend of ours. I was drunk. This guy kind of hit on me. I hit on him a little bit. I was hammered. The whole, this is it. You're giving the wrong impression. Are you out of your mind? We've been married. We argued the whole car ride home. I cried a whole lot. He yelled a whole lot. The very next day, we did not speak. 4 days later. We started talking again. It was Valentine's Day. We got on the good terms. He turned around and pretty much said, never again.
Wow, never again.
He grounded you from Flyers games?
No, he barred me from showing my shoulders.
Oh, okay, all right. Apparently you have some rocking shoulders.
Apparently I do. I apologize profusely. I'm so sorry I made you feel uncomfortable, but it's your shoulders. I wasn't showing full-blown-ness.
Right. Right.
Hey, you better not.
Amanda, what did you end up doing with that top? Did you throw it away?
I kept it for a week, and then we had a different Flyers event, and I said, listen, is it okay if I wear it? I really like it. And he said, I thought I told you it puts out the wrong image.
Wow.
Well, you're very, to be honest, you're very understanding. I don't, listen, you had a little bit of a misstep. You got a little too lit up. I get it. But I don't know if that's the kind of law a husband lays down, you know?
Well, I think what really put it into hyperdrive is there was another dude that was involved.
Mm-hmm. He was jealous.
I mean, all right, so.
She said she hit on him, too.
Yeah. And that was a mistake.
That sounds like flirting, though.
Yes.
In fairness, she was hammered.
Yeah, okay.
But if the tides were turned, I think maybe, you know, your husband wouldn't be allowed to wear those boy shorts and be able to flirt with the girl. You know, to me, it seems a little domestic abusey. Right?
Well, it is. Domestic it is abusey. Not domestic abusey, more Gary Busey.
All right, yeah.
He's absolutely right. If the shoe was on the other foot, mm-hmm. my horns would have been twisted to the point that it would have been like, all right, well, we're never going to a Flyers game.
Well, man, if you're cool with that, let me ask you, though. Let me ask you, how far did it get with this other guy? Did you give him shoulder?
My husband told me I kissed him. I thought I was kissing his cheek. Billy told me I was kissing his neck.
Oh, over there? Well,
yo,
okay.
Yo.
Man, when your shoulders come out, you get slutty.
Yeah.
It's hammered. I'm an adult now. I can't.
Hammered. Yeah, get rid of the shirt.
All right, this shirt's bad, man.
Grounded from clothing. Interesting.
Grounded from clothing. It was kind of like, nope, you ain't wearing that no more.
Okay. I love this girl. I love you, Amanda. You're great. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll see you later. I want to go next to Clinton. Hey, Clint, you're on the air.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing good, man. So tell us about your full-grown adult and you were grounded.
Well, I ended up having to stay later at work, and I told my wife that I would pick up my in-law from school, and I forgot to do that. So I called her halfway through. I said, look, you're going to go pick her up. She started freaking out on me. You don't have any commitment, you know, blah, 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 blah. You're grounded. I'm like, from what? She's like, you're not going to play. I know you got that Spider-Man game. You're not going to play that.
She grounded you from video games. That's a full-on.
That's a kid's grounding.
That's what you do to a kid.
So let me get this straight now. You're picking up your in-law from school?
Yes, but it doesn't end there.
Okay.
I couldn't watch what I wanted to watch. I had to sit through romantic movies. Now, mind you, I felt like my penis went into me like Caitlin.
But you were so guilty you went along with it.
Sure, let's just go along with that.
Yeah. He couldn't play Spider-Man and had to watch romantic movies.
How long were you locked out of the video game?
It's been 3 weeks now.
It's been three weeks
currently. Wow, you're still in video game jail.
Wow.
That's a long grounding.
Honestly, did you forget or did you just not want to pick him up?
No, honestly, I forget.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Clinton. We appreciate it, man. By the way, in the whole grounding thing, when you're grounding a kid, you have to consider the timeline.
Yeah.
And words like a month can fly out of your mouth very quickly.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
And then you stop and think about it. Oh, my God. They can't watch TV for a month. What the hell are we going to do all day long?
Because it impacts you.
So I have to entertain them.
Do you have to, is the course of action, since I don't have kids, and my parents were exceptionally good at this stuff, so I don't remember exactly ever having an issue, but do you ruminate on it? Like with a court, we're going to consider your punishment?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But sometimes you're so pissed off at whatever just happened.
Flies out.
You just, boom, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, judge, jury, executioner.
10 years without food.
Yeah.
Seriously.
10 years?
Well, I'll go, no video games. And he's like, well, for how long? I'm like, forever. Throwing it in the trash.
Forever's not good. You got to go a little bit less than forever, but a more than a day.
Are you ever going to have kids? They won't play either.
Yeah. Well, and then he said, he goes, well, really, is it really going to be forever? I'm like, okay, now we're getting into questions. Like, stop it.
Is the worst thing to do, though, to reverse a decision? Like, if you say, a month, and then, well, okay, just a week.
Well,
are you showing weakness to the enemy?
No, what you have to do is you make mental stock of that, and then you go, okay, after 2 weeks, if they're good, I can let them out. You know what I mean? Or something
okay,
like that.
Right,
so,
right.
So you can have what would be the proper word? I guess out for good behavior.
Yes.
You know,
time served.
Time served.
We were never grounded as kids. I can remember the one and only time I was ever grounded. Like my parents kind of, my mom would always make us feel like, I guess, like, just feel so bad about the situation that she was like, I didn't have to ground you because you felt bad about it.
What did you do? Did you leave the house not as pretty as normal?
Shut up. No, but I remember the one time I ever got grounded and I wasn't allowed to go to a party and I had to stay home. And I just remember it being like, I think it was probably in, like, middle school.
Okay.
And I remember it being, like, so terrible that I could not go. Everyone was there. All my friends were there. And I had to stay home
in
my bedroom.
Kath, I remember being grounded and being let out of being grounded to go to a party. And I think, you know, I didn't really drink much in high school, but I was at a party and somebody snuck alcohol in a hairspray bottle and then sprayed it on my face. So I came home just reeking of booze.
Yeah, no
way. So I was grounded for a while. And then I was like, Mom, I was invited to this party and, like, all the popular kids are going to be there. You know, and she let me out
and
of it.
She let
me go to the popular kids party.
That's a good mom.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
And then in return, you showed her how to use her VCR.
Yeah. I'm along with your mom. I don't buy the you got sprayed in the face with alcohol.
No, it's the truth.
Right.
And I was in Jedburgh's basement.
And then they put cigarettes in my mouth and made me smoke them.
And they made me
and
inhale.
They made me finger blast this girl.
Whose basement? Oh, dude. Casey just full-on spit water out of his mouth all over the place.
They held my hand and made me do things to this girl.
Whose house was it?
It was the Jenberg's house. Her grandmom was watching her. Her parents were away for the weekend. And
God, those wow. are... As a kid, it's funny the way you approach it, because on both sides you have the parent who's handing down the sentence and the trauma of being a kid and remembering receiving that sentence.
Let me go back to these adults who got grounded. I'm going to go to Laura. Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? All right, Laura, I'm reading here. You actually did the grounding of your husband.
I grounded my husband.
Okay, do tell, please. I did. Okay.
So he went out for a guy's weekend. We've been married for a little while. He went out with all of his buddies who are also all married. One of them, I guess, not as happily as the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
So he found a lady friend and a group of ladies, and... My husband's awesome. He was kind of giving me the play-by-play the whole time, sending me texts like, it's getting weird over here. And that was all I heard of it. And then a couple weeks later, we were out with all the couples, kind of just having like a game night or whatever. And the one guy was like, yeah, well, we ended up in the Uber with all these ladies. And I was like, oh, really? Once we left the party, I was like, I'm letting you know right now, if that ever happens again, you're never seeing your friends again, and you're losing all booty privileges, or I'll just chop it off, whichever one's easier.
Whoa! So you go bobbing on his ass. But so when you have you ever in your relationship had to suspend sex privileges?
I have not, no.
Okay.
But this was like, he's very good about letting me know when things are going on, like if he feels uncomfortable or whatever. But then I guess he had too much to drink, too, and didn't remember the Uber ride.
So yeah.
I was like... We're going to have to...
It sounds like he's a good guy. It just was a little bit of a misstep.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. I remember when I was grounded from sex.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
I was there.
We all remember that.
Preston and I were making love.
No. It was Fat Tuesday.
It was Fat Tuesday.
And we were at Fat Tuesday on South Street.
Yeah.
And it was just pandemonium. And
I mean, people, Preston, what, like 100 people thick? You know,
it was just a mob
up to the stage, just hundreds of people.
Huge line out the door, down the street, around the corner. Anyway, so we're on stage. We're hosting these contests and stuff. And some guy puts a girl up on her shoulders. She had really big boobs. She took her top off completely.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, no bra, nothing. And they came over to me.
For the express purpose of?
Yes, me grabbing her boobs, which I did with both hands and did a big old shake and everything.
I think, though, you...
What?
You knew, like, Rochelle was there, yes?
I think so.
And you were acting, Preston. You're an actor.
You were acting.
On stage.
And I think you, did you even look to her like, can I, or?
I don't remember.
Okay.
All I know is I didn't have sex for weeks after that because I was completely cut off.
I'm getting so many text messages right now. So my one friend says the Catholic disappointment treatment is worse than being grounded. She knew what I was talking about. My mom said, I grounded your father once. And Rochelle also texted me and said there were several times that you were grounded.
Oh, so ask what another one besides for a
text. So you're texting Kathy now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hun, is that the way this works now?
Hun?
Okay.
Just contact her and say, I'm sorry, you can't give me oral pleasures now.
And then there was, well, when she went on strike, the entire family was grounded, and that did include sex privileges, too. So.
I got to tell you what, that was a champ way. She rolled like a boss with that one.
She put the foot down.
And it worked, did it not?
It did.
Yeah.
Were you grounded when you wouldn't get a vasectomy at first?
Yeah, that's right. That was the other one.
How does Kathy know more about your sexual
brownie? Because they're apparently buds.
It's also good to know that she's listening.
Yeah. Really?
I thought she stopped doing it. Let me go to... Here, we have several of these now. I'm going to go to... Let's go to Minnie. These are adults who've gotten grounded. Hi, Minnie. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you, Minnie. All right, tell us your story, please.
So my dad, my wonderful 60-year-old father, gets really uncomfortable when we talk about any kind of genitalia.
Yes.
And I'm 30. I'm over his house, of course, like the good 30-year-old. I'm doing laundry at his house because I don't have one in my apartment.
Because you're not an adult yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a 17-year-old brother, and I'm talking to him and my mom, and I'm telling dirty jokes, and I'm saying pretty crude things because I'm 30. What can you do to me now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my dad's like, you're grounded. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't live here anymore. He's like, go to your room. I'm like, fine, cool. It's not even my room anymore. And he says, well, you just got to go then. I'm like, wait, I have laundry in the washer and dryer. And he's like, sorry, got to go.
Yeah. That's
like,
it.
Fine.
That was the privilege he was able to take from you.
He was taking away laundry, per Preston's point. Yeah. You have something to exert over you. And he did. So did you dutifully do that?
I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, hook me up, and I left, but I was amazed. I'm 30.
It's not even my room anymore.
It's his, my house, my rules.
Yes, yeah.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
All right, Minnie.
But I think it's because it was me, because anybody else has a dirty joke, and it's hilarious, but because I'm his daughter. And
yes, you were getting a double standard treatment.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Minnie. We appreciate it.
That's funny.
Let's see. Oh, my God. So many good stories here. We're not going to have time to get to all of them. Let's go to Richard. Hi, Richard. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Richard? Tell us your story of being grounded,
hey,
please.
Hey, guys. I got grounded in 1985. I'm not allowed to go to the Mummers Parade anymore.
Since 1985?
Yeah, my wife grounded me. We moved back here in 85 from D.C., and I had a college buddy who wanted to know what the Mummers Parade was, so he came up to D.C.
This is 34 years ago.
He was dressed like Indiana Jones, and that was the first mistake, because somewhere on Broad Street, he bumped into a woman who was dressed the same way, and that was the last time I saw him.
So what?
And it was a week.
Richard, what did you do? What was the worst thing you did that day that gave you a 34-sentence
grounding?
Well, it was a week before I heard from him, and I was pretty hammered, too, and pretty much fell up the steps to her mother's house. And when they answered the door, I was face down.
Oh, Richard.
I love this story.
So your buddy and Mr. and Mrs. Indiana Jones...
I had gone with my grandfather and my father, who had gone for decades. It was a tradition, and I was back, and so I was joining in. And Michael was coming, too. And like I said, next time I heard from him was a week later. He was in D.C. He had no idea what happened the first 24 hours.
Hey, Richard, was your Indiana Jones friend calling from D.C. from that big warehouse where they keep the Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, you poor thing, Richard. All right, well, thanks, man.
You know,
appreciate
I'm sure that, you know, there's guys out there with these Eagles season tickets that have done things that, you know what, you're not allowed to go to an Eagles game for
a while.
Oh,
I'll bet you that's one to hold over them.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that what is the difference between that and being grounded as a kid? It's the same thing. Yep. And you when you get something like that, when I've been called on something by my wife, you feel like you're 12 years old.
One last call. I'll go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks show. All right. What'd you get grounded for?
So my wife asked me for like 3 days to do a couple things around the house. I didn't do it, you know. So she goes, you know what? No sex for a week. Wow. I said, whatever. I can take care of myself then, jokingly.
Yeah.
And then so I came home the next day from work. My PS4 was gone.
I'm taking your games away. I'm taking your toys.
Bugged out. And I asked her, and she said, oh, you'll never find it. I was ready to tear apart the house looking for it. She goes, no, it's not even here. She took it to her mother's for 2 weeks. I couldn't play video games.
Wow.
Man, a game system, it runs the gamut from kids to adults.
I hope you learned your lesson, Joe.
Sure.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. All right, well, you're never too... Never too young to be grounded.
To be grounded, yeah.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.